$2,000 for the electricity bill. Wow. Well, it's probably fair to say that Bill Cosby does not go out of his way to hang elaborate Christmas decorations from his house in western Massachusetts. But every Christmas, his three young grandchildren come for a visit. And last year, Cosby used his connections to get a personal phone call from some of Santa's helpers. He writes about what happened in his new book. It's called I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was. And when I spoke with Cosby this past week, I asked him to describe what his grandkids are like.
They're annoying. I am not the kind of grandfather who really believes that they came from heaven above. I mean, these people make a lot of noise. They blame each other for things. They take turns. It's almost like, okay, 1, 2, 3, and you go in that order screaming and yelling.
One is age 7.
Seven, and then 2 were 8.
8, okay. So this is a cold Christmas Eve. The kids are not behaving. So you come up with this ingenious plan to get them to cooperate and behave, and the phone rings. And who's on the phone?
It was an assistant to Mr. and Mrs. Claus. And the assistant found that the three grandchildren were not where they're supposed to be. And she had these letters with the requests for presents and the names, and she was checking to see if these were the presents for these children, if these were the children. She called in on my phone, and at first I thought it was Rita Moreno, but it wasn't. It was the assistant
to Santa Claus.
Yeah, and said, are they there? So I said, yes, just a minute. So I walked into the den of iniquity and yelling. And I said to them, there's an assistant of Santa Claus's on the phone who wants to talk to you guys. And automatically, man,
that's it.
They turned around and looked at me. And I said, come on. And they walked. They looked, reminded me of the Ritz brothers. It was three brothers, a comedy team, and they were stuck together. And they were walking, and came, and I put the assistant on the speakerphone, and the assistant went up and down the list.
The children, of course, I'm assuming, were declaring how good they'd been throughout the year.
Like pro quarterbacks who are taught, you know, forget that last interception.
Now, Mrs. Jones, who was Santa's assistant, she actually, at a certain point, she tells the kids that she's getting another call and that there's somebody else on the line.
Is Skylar.
And Skylar is?
Santa doesn't know where he's going. You know, in the day of computers and things like that, the kids are not where they're supposed to be. Skylar's job is to make the corrections.
Skylar is basically Santa's navigator.
Exactly. And Skylar asked where they were. So we're at Grandpappy and Grandmommy's house. Well, where are they? You know, they really couldn't say because they're always brought to the house.
They didn't know where they were. I mean, they knew they were in Massachusetts.
Yeah, but they couldn't tell anybody how to get there. One description was, well, you get off the plane, then you get in the car, and then when you wake up, you'll be in Greenfield. And he told them he could see them if they went outside and pointed to a certain star.
So you send all three grandchildren outside?
No, I did not.
You didn't? I see. Okay.
No, please. We're on the radio. I don't want people to think Bill Cosby sent his grandchildren
I see.
Out.
Forgive me. Santa's navigator.
About 30 degrees below zero. So, but see, these greedy children, that's who we can blame it on. The greed of little children said, okay, go outside. And they were pointing, and all three of them pointed in different directions. And then all I heard Skylar was saying on the phone, which was a speaker, okay, I have it. I know where they are now. So they were called back in.
They came back in, and there was one more phone call. Phone
yes.
rings again. This is an important call.
This is from an assistant who is, and I didn't know, anything about this was Santa's dietitian.
See.
So I said, just a minute, and I put it to the speaker, and I went back to the den of iniquity and yelling and screaming, which they were doing again. And I said, there's another assistant. So here they come. And he, in fact, said to them, please do not leave any cookies or milk.
Wow.
For Santa, because his cholesterol and the triglycerides way up there, which one can see and on pictures of him.
He cannot actually eat the cookies and drink the milk.
No. You could leave out maybe some soy milk.
Oh.
But not 2% plain. No silk.
No silk.
No silk. No chocolate flavored. You know, none of that stuff. Just water.
Or plain soy milk.
Please.
Are the grandkids coming for Christmas this year? Are they with you this year?
They will be here.
So are you planning to arrange for some phone calls for them this year?
I don't think they're going to go for it this time.
That's Bill Cosby. His new book is called I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was. Bill Cosby, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you.
And to all grandparents who smile because they see a grandchild.